I wrote a thing about Bell's because I have always been Bell simple. Bell simple and dog simple, another thing simple. In this thing, it's autobiographical, of course. There are all these different kinds of bells. Sounds that meant, you know, that were very significant when you're very, very little. For example, when I was in the second grade, I remember, I used to hear the seats, you know how the seats squeak? These little old desks, the seats would make a noise. And the seats all seemed to be voices talking. I mean, the sounds do, they do take on sometimes a character. For me, poems infect everything, but poems particularly. I don't really have a choice about writing a poem. By that I mean a poem happens. It's almost as though the poem is there and you find it. I write poems only under painful and sometimes under a very happy, as a response. I never think, what shall I write a poem about? If there's nothing forcing it, I don't do it. I sort of like laying an egg. When they combed my hair, it hurt. And they always said, if you stand still, it will all be over and you'll forget it. Look, see how still I'm standing? You can hear people's body language. Of course you can't, but you can. And you know, you can almost always tell, particularly with females, somewhat with males, but particularly females, you can almost tell whether people are beautiful, are considered beautiful, because they've been treated in a certain way all their lives. How should I say it? I can't say it. If people have responded to the person in the terms of that, always, you know, then somehow it's as though that person never sort of developed. But almost always you can tell whether people have been regarded as attractive, as, you know. Well, it isn't mine. Maybe it was left for someone, but it didn't have a name tag, and maybe it was being thrown away. I was there, and I picked it up. It's small, only a little larger than my life, and safe to lose anywhere, light. Just above everything, I always carry it, to raise my spirit, to lift my heart, a rope trick joy invented inadvertently, an accident reversing all my gravity. When I was a year and a half, I was ill. That's when I went blind. I could see perfectly until then. I had a fever of over 106, and I was unconscious for a while. It was probably meningitis. I don't know, you know. I became blind, you know. It's just the way it is. My grandmother is going to the city, to Helena. She asks each of us what we would like to have her bring back. I wonder what they chose. I ask for a bell. My hand fitted the enamel ridges when I was 3. I remember its pitch, the way it pleased, and the way it disappointed. Bells. The orchestra bells my great aunt, whom I thought rich, bought for me one Christmas. Too late. Bells. Following a bell. Nothing that will last. Brief, bright, cutting through. Music, not music. The break in silence when music begins, and the break to silence when it ends.
Margaret Weather,
playing
the
second
hand. Great,
yeah, that
exactly.
Good girl, forward, honey. That's a girl. Turn right, I should turn. Oh, to my left? It isn't easy, is it? Good girl. Good girl. No, lady. Sit. Sit, girl. Dumb. That's a good girl. Sit.